The Billionaire's Psychopathic Wife or Other Title: Skeletons of the Marital Closet. By Wen Tang. Chapter 231. Sean would not say it either. Otherwise, Lucas would vomit blood, and even if he did not, his blood pressure would rise, and he would be in a coma for several days. Grandpa, why do you care so much about this child? In the future, I will have a child, Sean said slowly. When Lucas heard this, he immediately exploded with anger. In the future, do you think I will be able to see it in the future? Why? My body might be in the ground, and I can't see it even if you give birth to 10. Then I will bring the photos to your grave. You. Lucas clutched his heart. You're trying to make me mad. Sean. I only have such a small wish. Can't you satisfy me? Paula kept fanning the old man and giving him more air, calming him down. Your health is important, and now the baby is still being rescued in the operating room. The results have not come out yet, don't scare yourself. Didn't you hear what Sean said? Paula replied, let's wait until the operation is over. She asked hypocritically, what's wrong with Gail? Isn't she always fine? After the examination, she had all the good food to eat. Why did this happen? Sean replied calmly, she has no fate with this child. Lucas became angry again when he heard these words. What do you mean? Our ancestors were all reincarnated into our Wood family. What fate? Grandpa, I know you want to hug your great-grandson. After Gail recovers, she and I will start to prepare for another pregnancy. After a pause, Sean added, if it goes well, it will be this year. Anyway, the Wood family has money, so they could ask the best doctors, babysitters, and confinement women to take turns taking care of Gail's body. It's not like he could not bear children anymore. He was still young, he and her child would definitely be the most precious child in the city. Why are you not in a hurry or sad at all? Lucas saw that something was wrong. That's your child. Don't you have any feelings? Sean did not answer and continued to look up. The doctor said it would take an hour. It's almost done. Paula was also muttering in her heart, and she could not understand the situation more and more. No matter how much Sean hated Gail and hated her for being the daughter of an enemy, the child was his. Why did Sean not have any emotional response? It seemed that he was really ruthless, even to his own children. He could be so indifferent. It was no wonder that being in charge of the Wood group required being indifferent enough to withstand the pressure. Paula secretly thought that her son should also learn this ruthless energy. Lucas sighed and sat on the bench as if he had aged 10 years. Sean wanted to say that the child was neither his nor the Wood family's. On second thought, he did not. Having said that, it will only make Gail's position in Grandpa's heart even lower in the future. He still had to plan for her. After all, she had a special status in his heart now. Paula wanted to laugh, but she had to endure it. She stifled her laugh with a weird expression. Lucas got up. Forget it. After all, my old bones can't handle it. Let's go, I should go back. I can't sit here waiting for the doctor to announce the bad news. My heart can't take it. Lucas, just wait, just in case. What else could happen? Paula held him back. The doctor is coming out soon. She did not want to leave. She had to wait until the doctor said it himself. Only then could she feel relieved. Just then, the lights in the operating room suddenly went out. The light in the hallway was dim. Sean's eyes lit up slightly. With a click, the door of the operating room opened, and the doctor came out and took off the surgical mask. Chapter 232. The operation is very, Sean interrupted him and asked directly, "Where's the child?" Naturally, Lucas must not hear that the operation was successful and the child was aborted. When the doctor saw Sean's deep eyes, he immediately realized it. "Sorry, we tried our best and didn't save the child," the doctor changed his words immediately. "Mr. Wood, don't be too sad. You and Mrs. Wood are both young and healthy, so it's perfectly safe to have a child in the future." Sean gave a nod. "Now Mrs. Wood's body is relatively weak, and the anesthesia has not yet worn off. She needs to be transferred to the ward for a good recovery. She should at least stay in the hospital for a week and fully recover," the doctor said. After that, the doctor left. Sean still stood there, motionless. He finally did this, but in his heart, he did not feel happy at all. Instead, there was a deep sense of loss, panic, and helplessness. It seemed that something very important was lost. One, Sean subconsciously felt that it was because Gail hated him because of the child, so he had this emotion. Heart beating fast, he raised his hand and pressed it. The panic would slowly fade away, he thought. It was just an unknown emotion. At this moment, Sean did not know at all that what he had lost was the most important thing in his life. The door to the operating room was wide open. The nurse pushed the hospital bed and came out. Gail was lying on it, her hair was messy, and there was a needle in the back of her hand. Pale. Sean touched her hand deeply, and her fingertips were cold. Lucas's sigh echoed in the corridor. Sean followed the hospital bed, walked into the ward together, and slammed the door shut. He wanted to accompany Gail. The phone rang, and Sean took it. "Hello. Mr. Wood, it's already almost noon. When will you come to the company?" Fiona asked cautiously. "I won't come today." "Okay." Fiona also frowned and pushed the door into the conference room. "Miss Fiona, how's it going? When will Mr. Wood come?" Joe said. Fiona replied, "Mr. Winter, Mr. Wood just said, he won't come to the company today." "What? Did something happen to Mr. Wood? Why did he suddenly ask for leave?" "You must know that Sean has always been a model worker in the company and is never late for meetings. Today, suddenly, without reason, he just left the company." Joe clenched his fists and coughed a few times, also a little surprised. "If that's the case, then I will precede over this meeting." They did not know what happened and decided to ask about it later. Joe was the vice president of the company, and his ability and emotional intelligence were top-notch, so he was a good stand-in. The meeting was successfully held. Chapter 233. However, just after the meeting ended, Summer, who had been waiting outside for a long time, rushed in immediately. Joe was taken aback by her. "What's wrong?" "I was shocked. Mr. Wood didn't come to the company." "Yes. Why do you care about his whereabouts?" Summer stomped her feet anxiously. "Gail didn't come to the company either. These two people disappeared at the same time. Something must have happened." "What?" Summer was about to cry. "What should I do? This is so abnormal. I'm so worried about Gail. Joe, can you think of a way to find out?" Usually, the two of them were always bickering. However, at this critical moment, the two could fight side by side. Especially since, women's tears were the natural enemy of men. Summer was usually careless and heartless, but now she was so anxious and cried. Her eyes were red. W. Hitch made Joe's heart soften even more. He replied quickly, "Don't cry, it's not a big deal." "It must be a big deal. I have a hunch. A woman's sixth sense." Joe comforted her while giving Temporally Hall a call. When the housekeeper told the story, Joe was shocked. "Hospital. Abortion." Joe quickly supported Summer. "Be careful. My godson." Summer turned around and ran out. "I'm going to kill Sean. Summer." Joe hurried to catch up. Hospital, outside the ward. Summer rushed inside like crazy but was stopped by the bodyguard. "Sorry, no one can go in without Mr. Wood's approval. Get out of the way." "Sean. You bastard, come out." Summer shouted. Joe hurriedly stopped her. "You can't scold Sean," Summer said while hiding. "Well, hurry up. SHH, this kind of thing can't be rushed. A life is at stake. Why can't I be in a hurry? You can't cause trouble." Joe tried to appease her. "I will think of a way, don't worry, you will be too late. I'm going in now. I want to see you, Gail." After a moment, Sean appeared. He closed the door of the ward and strode over with a cold face. "What's the noise? Don't hide. Come out and face me. What about the child? How is it?" Summer said. Sean's face was calm and expressionless. "This is not something you can ask about." "Why can't I?" "Remember your place, Summer." Summer said angrily, "What am I? I know my place. I'm Gail's friend, the godmother of her child, and an employee of your Wood Group. If you're upset, you fire me now." "What's the big deal? You think I won't fire you? Then fire me. You think I care?" Joe saw this and quickly stood between the two. "Okay, okay, just calm down, don't make a fuss, okay?" "Who is the one making a fuss? What fuss?" Chapter 234. The two said in unison. Joe was speechless. It was really hard to be a peacemaker. Joe changed the subject. "Sean, you didn't come to the company today because of Gail. She has just finished the abortion and is weak. I will accompany her." Summer shouted, "You forced her to do it? Gail loves this child so much. Why is she willing to have an abortion?" "I forced her." "So what? Sean admitted frankly. You are a scum. Scum, Joe covered her mouth again. Take her away. Joe, next time, don't try to keep her. After he finished speaking, he turned around and left, his figure getting farther and farther away. Summer kept mumbling, and although he could not hear it clearly, it was definitely not a good word. She punched and kicked at Sean's back, and Joe took a lot of effort to pull her away. Joe. Which side are you helping? Summer waved him away at the door of the hospital. Look at what Sean did. Isn't that an inhuman thing? He is worse than a beast. It's already happened. Even if you scold him, it's useless. Useless. He has done some wicked things, and he deserves to be scolded. Joe replied, you'll get dragged into it. I don't care that much anymore. Summer's eyes turned red again. When Gail wakes up and hears that the child is gone, she will be so sad. There is no one to accompany her. As she spoke, her tears fell. She was the one who knew how hard Gail's life was. Until now, Summer still could not accept that the child was really gone. Joe, you say, am I dreaming? Gail was just a little uncomfortable, so she had to see the doctor and did Auntie have an abortion, right? Sean is not so cruel, right? She blinked, her eyes filled with tears. Joe looked at her. He looked like he could not bear to answer her for a while. Looking at this situation, Sean did everything he should not do. Summer covered her face and wanted to cry, but she did not want to cry in front of Joe. We can think on the bright side. Joe handed her a tissue. Don't be too pessimistic. Summer did not answer. Joe had to wipe her tears. Don't cry. Even if it is the worst outcome, all you have to do is calm down and think about how to really help Gail. Cursing Sean has no other use other than venting your anger. It's nice to be able to vent your anger. But if you leave the Wood group, won't Gail be even more lonely in the company? Summer listened carefully. That's right, also, if your relationship with Sean becomes strained, then Gail will have to find a way to protect you. Don't add more trouble to her, Joe continued. It made sense. Summer was persuaded and slowly calmed down and stopped crying then. What should I do now? Joe, besides you, I don't know who to look for, she asked. These words greatly satisfied Joe's sense of responsibility as a man. All of a sudden, he felt relied upon. Joe said, wait and see. Summer nodded. Okay. If there is any progress or problem, I will tell you and find a way for you. Trust me. Joe looked at her. Yeah. I trust you. Let's go back to the company. Chapter 235. Summer took two steps, and suddenly her stomach growled. It was 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and it was time to eat. Joe laughed, raised his hand, and rubbed her hair. Let's take you to eat first. Summer pouted and lowered her head. Okay. She was depressed and did not realize that they had actually gotten that close to each other. There were still people coming and going from the hospital. The sky slowly darkened. In the sky, the sunset began to glow. However, it was tense in the VIP ward. Sean said with a sullen face, Why hasn't she woken up yet? Didn't she say that the effect of the anesthesia would be over by the afternoon? It was already 6 o'clock, and Gail showed no sign of waking up. Mr. Wood, don't be impatient. I'll check. The doctor carefully checked the various conditions of Gail's body. The result showed, all vital signals were normal. Sean had a bad expression on his face, stood beside him, and carefully stared at every movement of the doctor. Mr. Wood, it may be that Mrs. Wood herself doesn't want to wake up. Finally, the doctor said, that's why she is still asleep. Don't want to wake up? What do you mean? It's Mrs. Wood's own consciousness. She feels that the real world is cruel, she couldn't accept something she couldn't face, so she chose to escape subconsciously. Sean put his hands behind his back. Then what can be done? Wait, or stimulate Mrs. Wood with the things that matter most to her to let her know that she is in a dream and she should wake up. Sean responded impatiently, waving his hand to get everyone out. Silence returned to the ward. The afterglow of the setting sun came in from the window, and the golden light fell on the floor. There was no movement for a while. Gail closed her eyes and continued sleeping. Her eyelids did not even move, and she did not seem to show signs of life. Are you using your method to punish me? Sean asked deeply. I said, I will use my method to love you, and you will also use your method. Gail, you are really calculative. Sean walked slowly to the side of the hospital bed, raised his hand, and gently brushed the hair from her forehead. Don't want to wake up, don't want to accept that the child is gone, she had to wake up anyway. You can hide for a while, but you can't hide for a lifetime. Sean slowly bent over and leaned against her ear. Gail, if you don't wake up again, I will go after the people around you. One by one. Her eyes moved slightly. It really worked. She was just pretending. In order for her to wake up quickly, Sean could only continue to say, open your eyes, Gail, don't go to sleep again. You will have to face reality sooner or later. I said, this is our beginning, not the end. The future will get better and better, you know. Sean repeated over and over again, you can't escape me. Gail just felt it was so noisy. The magnetic low male voice kept talking in her ear. Every word could be heard clearly. She did not want to wake up. It was so cold and so dark that she felt like she was in an endless black hole, sinking constantly. There was light in front of her, but she did not want to walk in the direction of the light. For Gail, living was too tiring. What had she done wrong to be treated like this? Gail, wake up. I order you to wake up immediately. Chapter 236. Can you solve the problem by sleeping? Your father is in prison, and your mother in the hospital. Don't you care about them? Father, mother. She has not enjoyed the warmth of the family for a long time. Gail opened her mouth, and her throat was dry. Sean looked deeply at the woman in front of her. Her tightly closed lips slowly opened, pale and cracked. He turned around and picked up the glass with water, wet a cotton swab, and gently moistened the corners of her lips. However, Sean felt that this method was too slow. He simply took a sip, lowered his head to kiss her lips, and poured the water into her mouth. The water temperature was just right and tasted sweet. Gail slowly opened her eyes, and what she saw was the man's eyebrows close to her. Sean. His eyelashes are very long, and the way he closed his eyes looked a bit affectionate. The touch on her lips reminded Gail of what she was going through, whether it was feeding her water or kissing her. Gail did not care and felt a chill in her heart. She opened her mouth and bit down hard. "Hey," Sean frowned deeply. He slowly left her and met her cold and unfamiliar eyes. It was so strange that he had never seen it before. "Wake up." Sean straightened up and wiped the corner of his lips with his fingertips indifferently. Gail did not speak and still looked at him with incomparable resentment. She was weak and sad. Her child was gone. "Don't look at me like that. You will still have children," Sean said. After a few seconds, he added, "Our children." His words were equivalent to condemning the previous child to death. Gail closed her eyes to the evening light, and her eye sockets hurt. She could not cry anymore. It turned out that she was so sad that she had no tears to shed. "Sean, you are so cruel. You killed my child with your own hands. She was so careful and tried her best to protect it. Now, it is gone. Gone. Not by accident, not by Susan, not by physical causes, but by Sean." Sean stood by the bed and looked at her. "That child was a mistake. Gail, I just helped you end this mistake. Why do you decide the life and death of my child? I am your husband." Gail looked at him coldly. It was like how he used to look at her with such cold eyes. Fate had turned it around. Sean could not stand more of her gaze, so he turned her head away, unwilling to look at each other. Gail smiled bleakly and helplessly. "Husband. Have you fulfilled your husband's obligations and responsibilities from beginning to end? Did you treat me as your wife and give me respect, understanding, and love?" "I will give it later," Gail interrupted him sharply. "Sean, you and I will never have a future again. The child was her life. He took her life and talked to her about the future. So funny. She could never forgive him in her life." Sean's face sank. "Then who do you want to have a future with?" "I can be with anyone, but it is impossible to be with you." Gail bit her lower lip and stared at him. "Sean, I hate you, and I will hate you for the rest of my life." Her expression turned completely sinister. Chapter 237. He said, "Gail, you and your child's father must have a relationship. That's why you care so much. You want to have a child for him and look forward to getting along with him. Yes. You say it again. Yes." Gail gave up. If she told the truth, he would not believe her, so she just wanted to piss him off. "The child's father said he wanted to marry me, and I'm waiting for him. He was very gentle and considerate to me, and he promised me a future. Such a man is 1,000 times better than you. 10,000 times," Gail said. The blue veins on Sean's forehead protruded. "You're pissing me off, Gail." She snorted and raised the corners of her lips. "I just said a few words, and you can't stand it? What about her? What she lost was a living life. Gale's hands kept shaking, slowly covering his lower abdomen. It was flat. Although it was flat before, she knew the child was still there and lived with her. Now, there was nothing. The child was her reason to live, but Sean killed this dream with his own hands. Now Gale was most concerned about her parents. However, both parents are getting older, sooner or later, one day, they will leave her. At that time, she would only be alone without any worries, and no one could blackmail her. Sean stood by the bed and looked at her condescendingly. Gale, are you sure you want to go against me? She ignored him and stroked her lower abdomen with her palm. She pretended the child was still there. You have two choices. You'd better be smart and choose a better path, Sean said. Which two choices? 1. Live with me as a real husband and wife. 2. Hate me and disobey me, and your life will only get worse. With such a clear gap between the two paths, smart people know what to choose with their eyes closed. Real husband and wife represent prosperity and wealth and represent that she can enjoy all the honors brought by the identity of Mrs. Wood. However, Gale could not do it. She could not let go of the hatred and acted as if nothing had happened and then stayed by Sean City in a humble and dignified way, as his canary, as his pet. She was not a woman who lived by clinging to him. That was not the life she wanted either. Gale looked into his eyes. I choose the second too. I won't take the ivory tower you paved for me. I'll take the crumbling single, plank bridge. Gale, you don't know what's good for you. You are the one who doesn't know what is good or bad. She raised her head. I backed down again and again, to the point where I only want to give birth to a child, as low-ng as he lives, even if I'll never see him, but you have to strangle all my hopes. Only in this way can we, Gale interrupted him, what about us? There is no us. There will never be us. That was a strong refusal. Sean had never been rejected like that. His hands hanging by his side tightened and loosened repeatedly. Gale struggled to sit up from the hospital bed. The quilt slipped from her body, revealing the hospital gown. It made her face look even paler. Gale said, you never asked if I would like to. Sean, you only care about yourself, you about your feeling gs, and make everyone do things according to your wishes. T think I'm telling you now. It's impossible for me to listen to you. We are enemies, and we have a blood feud for a lifetime. The grief of losing a child, the distress of parents suffering, and the pain of being powerless. Chapter 238. Various emotions dawned upon Gale, causing her to collapse and lose control completely. She raised her hand and threw the pillow at Sean's body, throwing all the things within her reach at high M. She even swept all the water glasses on the bedside table to the ground. It cracked to pieces. The sound alarmed the bodyguards outside, thinking that something had happened, and they immediately kicked the door and rushed in. Mr. Wood. Gale gritted her teeth, her eyes were red, and her hands were on the bed. She was still connected to the foredrip, but her movements were too violent, and the needle on the back of her hand had already moved out of its spot. She simply pulled it out and overturned the infusion rod to the ground. The bodyguards were stunned. Mrs. Wood, Sean's face was ashen as he watched her lose her temper without saying a word. Gail also had a temper. Gail said, "I really hate you. Sean, you are so cruel to me, yet you still want me to stay by your side regardless of the past. How is that possible? Do you think I am a woman like Susan?" 11 He looked at her quietly. "Have you had enough?" "Not enough." "Okay, then you continue." Gail stared at him angrily. "Why are you so calm? You don't have a heart at all. You won't feel pain." "Yes, I have no heart." Sean responded deeply and, at the same time, scolded the bodyguard sharply, "Get out." "Mr. Wood," he commanded, "get out. No matter what sound you hear, you are not allowed to come in, let alone anyone else." The bodyguard could only take orders and retreat. Sean pulled Gail's hand up and looked at the blood streaks on the back of her hand. She tried to pull it back, but he squeezed harder. "You want to die too?" He lifted his thin lips. "Want me to drain your blood?" Gail replied, "You'd better torture me to death." "You won't die. You will live well by my side." As he spoke, the corners of Sean's lips curved. For Gail, this was worse than death. She tried harder to withdraw her hand, but Sean pinched her so much that it hurt. He rang the bell and called the nurse, "Give her a new infusion." "Yes, Mr. Wood." Gail did not cooperate and stretched out her hand to cover the back of her hand. "No, get out. Get it F or her. Ignore what she said." The nurse was in a dilemma. Sean held her other hand tightly, not allowing her to move. Gail snorted. "So what if the needle is inserted again? I'll just pull it out later. Do you want to die?" "Well, I don't want to live for a long time." Sean said lightly, "If you die, your parents won't be able to live." She raised her head suddenly. "What are you planning to do?"
"I don't plan to do anything."
"Gail, as long as the news of your death reaches your parents, do you think they can continue to live with peace of mind?"
"That's right.
Mom and Dad only had one daughter, and her parents would definitely be heartbroken to lose her." Gail slowly calmed down. The nurse quietly left, and the ward was completely quiet, leaving only him and her. Chapter 239. Gail could even hear the sound of liquid dripping from the foredrip. Her heart sounded still and lifeless, reflective of her current state. Sean sat on the sofa with the laptop on his lap and started to work. This was the first time he had not gone to the company since he took over as the president of the Wood Group. All because of Gail. It was a pity that she still could not appreciate it. Sean stared deeply at the computer. He was impetuous and could not work properly. After replying to Fiona's message and sending a few instructions, his fingers landed on the keyboard, emotionless. Until the news of Joe popped up. "Mr. Wood, what's the situation now? Has Gail woken up?" Joe kept messaging him, asking what had happened and the current situation. Sean did not reply. He closed the computer, put it aside, and furrowed his eyebrows heavily. Looking up, Gail was already asleep. She tilted her head and closed her eyes, looking very quiet.
There was sleeping medicine placed in the fore-drip, seeing as she was so excitable and consumed too much energy. Sean walked over and covered her with the quilt. Only when she was asleep can there be such peace and harmony between him and her. Once she opens her eyes, it would be another fight. When will you be more obedient? Sean looked at her sleeping face deeply. I just need you to be a little bit obedient. He turned around and walked out of the ward. At the moment the door of the ward closed, Gail opened her eyes. She looked at the ceiling without blinking for a long time. In the end, it was so dry and painful for her eyes that she closed her eyes. Her heart hurt so hard she could not breathe. Sean's voice came from outside the door, it was so low that she could not hear it clearly, and then the footsteps got further and further away. One half Gail got out of bed and opened the door. The bodyguard was startled. Ma'am, you, she walked out expressionlessly. Mr. Wood has instructed that you can't leave. The bodyguard stood in front of her. Ma'am, you are weak. Please go back to the ward and have a good rest. Gail asked, what if I have to leave? Don't make it difficult for us. Gail was silent. She could be willful against Sean, but she could not implicate these people. They also were just doing what they were told. Oh. Gail nodded. I just want to eat some fruit, nothing else. The bodyguard replied immediately, I'll go buy it right away. What do you want to eat? Apple. Okay. Ma'am, please wait. Gail returned to the ward, and soon, a large basket of fresh fruit was bought, and the cabinet was almost full. Gail said, I want to eat a peeled apple. Where's the fruit knife? Here. Gail sat on the sofa and slowly peeled the apple. Where did Sean go? Chapter 240. The bodyguard shook his head. We can't ask Mr. Wood's whereabouts at will. Lend me the mobile phone, and I'll give him a call. Yes, ma'am. When connected, Sean was indifferent and aloof. The voice came, what's the matter? It's me, Gail said. He was silent for a few seconds before saying, what's the matter? Although the words were the same, his tone had softened a lot. Gail asked, you left me in the ward alone and didn't allow me to go out. What's the difference between Bay and G in jail? Am I not free? You need to take care of your body now. The person who put me in this situation and harmed my body is clearly you. Sean said, just stay there and recover well. Gail said, I'm bored alone. Let Summer come with me. No, then you come with me. She raised her eyebrows. If you can't do it, let Summer come. After a few seconds of silence, Sean hung up the phone. Gail continued to peel the apple seriously. Her technique was very good. Not a piece of apple was wasted. The bodyguard didn't dare to disturb her, so he quietly exited and stood at the door. Gail looked at the apple but did not eat it, but stared at the fruit knife in his hand. Slim, sharp, and still brand new. She kept admiring it, then got up and put the fruit knife under her pillow, quickly hiding it. Half an hour later, there were rapid footsteps outside. Gail. Summer ran in a hurry. She quickly hugged Gail. You scared me to death, How are you? Summer began to examine her for injuries. Seeing her best friend, Gail broke down. Summer, the child is gone. I didn't protect him well. I'm sorry, you can't be a godmother, Summer. I'm really sorry. It's useless. I'm so incompetent, she murmured. Summer burst into tears. She hugged Gail. I know, I know. You're not wrong. You don't need to apologize. Gail, it's not your doing, but Sean. Yes, he murdered my child with his own hands and sent me to the operating room. I hugged him so hardy, begged him so humbly, but he broke my fingers one by one. As she recounted her tale, it still seemed fresh in her heart. She broke down more. Why did Sean do this? What's motivating him? You are pregnant with a child. Anyway, he doesn't love you. He wants to divorce you and stay with Susan. Gail replied, it's because Sean said he loves me. Summer was stunned. What? It's ridiculous. He said he loved me. How absurd and ridiculous this love is. She still could not believe that Sean would fall in love with her. He loved torturing her, that she knew. I'm done explaining, Gail shook her head. Well, things have developed to this point, and no one can predict what will happen next. I hope you can stay out of it and protect yourself. Summer's attitude was firm. We are friends, and I will not leave you alone. It is because we are friends, so you have to be good. When Sean traps me, and there is no other way for me to get things done, and I need help, you can help me do it. What do you want me to do? Gail leaned on her shoulder, her voice very low, I don't know yet. But, she repeated Sam's real intentions for going abroad. Summer's face was full of shock. So, Sam went abroad to approach the second son of the Wood family to help you discover the truth and gather evidence. Gail nodded. Yes. This matter is absolutely confidential. No one should know about it. I know. So, Summer, I need you to be aware of the big picture. Don't stand up for me, don't offend Sean for me. These actions are meaningless in the grand scheme of things, and he will only hurt you.